I was also just picturing like her cricket boyfriend. Like, he's Jiminy Cricket. He's just like, is actually a cricket.
That, how would you react?
I wouldn't want to judge, but I would have questions. Like,
I
is
think
this a
that's fair.
metamorphosis situation? Did you just wake up and you were a giant bug one day?
Did your soul get swapped? Did you make
Yeah.
a deal with a devil?
That went awry.
Or did you want this? And if so,
Were
why?
you born this way? Are you from another planet?
These are all valid questions if
I
your
think
friend
so.
shows up with a cricket boyfriend.
Yep. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Two White Girls Talk Bollywood. I'm Kim.
And I'm Katie, and we're here to talk about singing and dancing and hockey and Bollywood girls.
What a delightful way to start off our sports movie segment with Chakda India.
I loved it.
I did too.
It did make me tear up. Tears didn't actually roll down my face, but I welled.
You welled, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's always a mark in the plus column for me with a sports movie.
Absolutely. Gets you feeling things.
Yeah. And yeah, I love the representation
Me too.
in it.
Yeah, I really appreciated the fact that, obviously Shah Rukh Khan is like top billed in this
Oh yeah.
movie, and he's really just there to kind of drive the plot along. Like, it really is like the people who you develop an emotional attachment to are the women on the team.
Yes. Yeah.
And I loved that. I loved that I just, he was kind of just there to fill that space in an amazing way, and he was, he's super talented and he gave a great performance. So, but just like he was written to just kind of be there.
And I also loved, I would definitely consider this a feminist film,
Absolutely, yes.
which is wonderful to see.
Definitely. I mean, a movie where the vast majority of the people who are talking and performing and just being a part of the story are women. It's wonderful to see.
So, Chakda India was directed by Shimit Aman, and as we mentioned, stars Shah Rukh Khan as Kabir Khan, Vidya Malvade as Vidya, Sagarika Ghatge as Preeti, Shilpa Shukla as Bindiya, Chitrashi Rawat as Kamal, and Tanya Abrol as Balbir.
Yeah.
And these are our main ladies that I refer to by name, so they're great.
And then there's
It's
lots of other ladies who are
And then there's
also
lots of
great.
other ladies who I enjoy immensely, but yes, those are the main ones.
I also think it's worth mentioning Jaideep Sahni, who wrote the screenplay for the movie, because he was the one who they interviewed in The Romantics and talked about just like what inspired him to tell this story, and he did a great job. He did a great respectful job of telling this story. There's one moment that I took issue with, and we'll get to that when it happens, but pretty much everything I was on board with.
Okay, I'm excited to hear about because I do think sometimes it's like the person who's not doing the plot recap is able to
Pick up on things. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I really
So.
there are two things that I criticize, two things that I was like, this feels more like something a man would write than a woman. Not even necessarily like a criticism, but just things that took me out of the moment.
Great. Are we ready to begin?
I am ready to begin.
Okay. We open on the World Men's Hockey Championship, where India is losing to Pakistan 0-1. There are 2 minutes left, and Kabir Khan, who is the best center forward for India, is trying to lead his team to victory.
Yeah, Kabir.
Yas. He runs down the field with the ball, but he's tripped. So India gets a penalty stroke, and Kabir is chosen to take it because he's India's last hope. He's the best player on the team. And he takes the shot, but it goes wide and actually goes above the goal. So Pakistan wins, and Kabir is deeply disappointed, as is the rest of his team. After the game, he is accused of throwing the match because he's the only Indian player who walked up to the Pakistan team and congratulated them, which is, that's just good
Good
sportsmanship.
sportsmanship, yeah.
But whatever. And then there's an inquiry into Kabir, and the public turns on him because they believe that he deliberately lost the match. Which feels like a wild thing to assume, and
Well,
but.
and deeply prejudiced against him as a Muslim man.
Yes, yeah. And there's even news footage of people burning a Kabir effigy.
Yeah.
Which always is off-putting.
It's wild to me when people care that much about sports, but...
Yeah, I mean, I love sports. I've never gone that far.
Burned someone in effigy.
No. We then see Kabir lock up his house because his whole neighborhood has turned on him, and he and his mother need to move out of the house that, like, his grandfather built.
Yeah, so sad.
Yeah, and as they leave, someone writes traitor on the front wall of the house.
And you hear someone in the crowd say, like, oh, I thought we got rid of these people with partition. Yeah. And it's like, whoa, come on.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, similar things did happen to David Beckham after he, like, got suspended from a game for acting out. Like, they were burning effigies of him and, like, hanging bodies from windows that looked like him and stuff.
That's horrifying.
And that's a, like, white man.
Yeah.
And then this has the added element of the fact that, yeah, he's Muslim and that's not welcomed here.
Yeah, that's, it's...
Yeah.
There were moments where I wished that there had been more to this movie about that, but then I was like, again, this isn't his story, and I think there's just enough to give it, like, validity and pay respect to that truth.
Yeah.
Without it taking over the movie.
I agree with that. 7 years later, we see a group of people deliberating about India's women's hockey team because the team needs a coach and the World Championship is only 3 months away.
Yeah, that's not a lot of time.
No, it is not. But they're doing it. A lot of these guys are very pessimistic about the team's chances. I should note that there is a woman here.
Yeah, she doesn't say much.
She is not a woman in support of other women.
No.
And these guys even go so far as to say that Indian women are made to cook and clean, not, quote, run around in short skirts. Wonderful.
Come on.
Thanks for that. There's one guy, Uttam, who was on the team with Kabir. We find out he's kind of an old friend who is fighting for the future of this team, and he has traveled throughout the country to put together the best female hockey players. Mm-hmm. The main official guy points out that there's no coverage of women's hockey and no sponsorships, so who would ever agree to ruin their career by coaching this team? And Uttam says, well, there is one guy.
There's one man.
And his name's Kabir, as it often is.
Yeah, we can stand behind a Kabir.
Always. And sure enough, Kabir is sitting in the waiting room playing some finger hockey, which is fun.
Yeah, he, like, flicks a bottle cap across the room and he does not go pick it up.
That is
and
true.
And there's, like, a receptionist litterer sitting there, and I'm like, if I were her, I would hate this man.
Yeah, okay, but there is also the handsome privilege, unfortunately. Like,
it's true, there is. Thing. But I don't know. I think of handsome people who I have interacted with.
Yeah, that's true. Who I was like, I hate you.
Made me really mad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they assume their handsome privilege.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But so Kabir goes into the room to talk to these officials, and he gets told that in countries like India, the women's team is really just a formality, not an actual team.
Ugh.
And the existing women's team is not fit to play against European high schools. And Kabir says, hey, that's exactly the kind of team I want. So he becomes the coach.
Yeah.
Great.
He's, like, ready to lift up some women's spirits.
Oh, he really is, yeah. And then the women arrive at training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of different personalities and a lot of different, like, ways of arriving. And some people arrive alone. Some people have, like, their whole extended family.
Yeah.
It's really fun just to, like, see the differences.
Yeah.
And most importantly, these women are truly from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
They're from different states. They speak different languages. They have different features, different skin colors, like, truly representative of India as a whole.
Yeah.
And the majority of them are new to the team.
Mm-hmm.
So there are only three veteran players.
Yeah.
Who are a little bit, like, snooty and on their high horses.
Yeah, they're definitely, like, holding that against the rookies.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way they do it in the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
There we go. We should all take some notes from the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to learn more about them. But after most of the team has arrived, Kabir introduces himself as their coach. But there is one woman missing named Preeti.
Mm-hmm.
She shows up late, and Kabir says that she missed registration, so she'll just have to wait until next year.
He's, like, so casual about it, too. He's like, next year, bye.
Yeah, and she's like, what? Because she is the captain of a state team.
Yeah.
But Kabir's like, eh, we're a national team. There's no states here. Like, that does not matter. Yeah. So, bye. He does end up giving her a chance to join the team. And he's like, just get ready and be back in 7 minutes. Like, go.
Does he make her, like, run 7 laps or something?
Yeah, like, she has to, like, change clothes and do that and be back. Yeah. He's a tough cookie.
He mm-hmm. is, yeah, but it works.
Yeah. And then he goes down the line of women asking each woman for her name and where she's from. And they all say their names and states until he comes to a woman named Vidya who just says she plays for India.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, aha, that's what I've been looking for.
She's picked up on the vibes.
Yes. So Kabir explains that they must be fully committed to India in order to play their best, and they can't be thinking about their individual states.
Mm-hmm.
As a sidebar, I don't remember when this happens, but Vidya does end up being named captain of the team.
Yeah.
And she's the goalkeeper, too.
I loved Vidya.
I did, too. I also like, yeah, the insight we get into, like, her life.
Yeah.
Because her husband's not, like, not supportive, but he's also, like...
He's not standing up to his family, who right. are definitely not supportive. Correct. He's sort of just like, well, I don't know. What can I do
I'm
about it?
I'm just here. I'm yeah. not mad at you, but also I'm not going to do anything I'm to not help gonna you help. Here.
Yeah.
Which isn't great.
It's not ideal.
No. But that night, the women move into their bunk room, which they have an assigned list of who gets what bed. Mm-hmm. But they don't really follow that. And nope. So we see some interactions where one of the veteran players kicks a woman out of her bunk. Two other women, one of whom is Vidya, like, start a friendship. That's really nice to mm-hmm. see. And Preeti gets in a fight with the smallest player, Komal, who ends up befriending, like, the veteran players.
Yeah.
Like, we're seeing some cliques developing.
Yes.
And some animosity as well.
Right.
The next morning, they wake up super early to go on a 10-kilometer run. And no one's very happy about this, but the veteran players are especially unimpressed. And later at practice, there are some squabbles over who is playing what position, because the women want to keep playing whatever position they play on their state team.
Yeah.
But Kabir assigns them wherever he feels they'll be strongest.
Yeah. I made a note, I don't remember exactly what was happening when I wrote this down, but that someone needed to get these women moving some bricks across a field.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
A lot of gold sort of reminiscence here.
Yeah. Well, when we get to, like, the passing and stuff, yeah, yeah. It's like, whoa. Yes, this leads to some insubordination from Bindia, who is one of the veteran players and is mm-hmm. considered, like, the most experienced player on the team. Kabir has a conversation with her, and she reluctantly agrees to the position he assigns her. But then he's like, you know what? You sit out. He doesn't like her attitude.
No.
Komal also ends up being benched when she refuses to pass the ball to Preeti, and then multiple other players get benched when they get into various fights.
He's really not messing around. He's like, no. I don't care how few of you are left on this team. If you're not We're playing like a team, you're out.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably the way to do it.
Yeah.
So after practice, the women get back to their bunk room to find that Kabir has now made a rule that no woman can share a bunk with a woman from her own state.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's bed has been switched back to the original list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We then see Vidya on the phone with her husband, who is telling her about an upcoming family wedding. And her father-in-law then gets on the phone and says that family always needs to come first, and they let her play these games, but she needs to come home for the wedding.
Right. What she wants to do isn't important.
No, which is awful. And Kabir walks by as Vidya's finishing up this phone call, and they end up talking. And he says that she can go home for a few days if she wants, but she says that if she goes now, she'll never come back. So she is staying.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bindia is complaining about Kabir to some other players, because she just likes to stir up trouble.
She really does. She's one of those kind of people.
Yeah. And she's even more angry when they go to practice the next day, and the same women who were benched yesterday are benched again today. But some of the women start to figure out that if they apologize to the teammates they wronged, Kabir lets them play again.
Wow, imagine that.
Yeah. It's like what you learn in kindergarten.
Yeah, owning up to your wrongs, your wrongdoing.
Yep. Bindia still refuses to apologize, and in the locker room, she spreads more rumors about Kabir selling out Team India.
Mm-hmm.
What a lovely person.
Yep.
That night, Preeti gets leave to spend the night with her boyfriend, who is the vice captain of India's cricket team.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, oh, I bet this is going to be such a cute, supportive relationship. Right?
Yeah. Because he's also an athlete, so he understands, yeah, he understands the pressures. Nope.
But no, he's extremely dismissive of hockey, and he belittles her entire career, saying that she should just stop her silly game and travel around the world with him as his wife, because he's already discussed marrying her with her father.
Right. And not with her.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I, yeah, he's a scumbag.
He is a scumbag. I was so offended when he called field hockey, like, a silly stick and ball game. And yeah. I'm like, excuse me.
Cricket?
What is cricket if not a silly stick and ball game with even more sticks?
Yeah.
And what are they even for?
Right? We don't understand how cricket works.
No, but luckily we're probably going to find out more in our next couple of movies.
That's true. Finally, after 7 days, Mindia apologizes and gets off the bench. Training gets really intense, and Kabir pushes each of the women hard. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not messing around.
No.
At one point, he even tells Bindia that there's only room for one bully on every team, and he's already the bully here.
I love that.
Yeah. He's like, so snap out of it. After practice, everyone staggers into the locker room, tired and sore. Some people are bleeding and limping. It's been rough.
Doesn't look good.
No. And Bindia starts talking to everyone again, trying to get them riled up against Kabir.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulls out a petition for all the women to sign, which would put control of the team back into the association's hands rather than Kabir's hands.
Mm-hmm.
That night at dinner, Kabir's assistant coach asks him if he was too hard on the women today, and he tells her that he was trying to build team spirit, and if it takes making him the enemy, then so be it.
He's got a plan for everything.
He does. I mean, he does. He's a very effective coach.
He really is.
Yeah. The next morning, the team brings the petition to Kabir and tells him that they want a new coach and they refuse to practice until they get one. Bindia then mentions Kabir selling out his country again.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives an emotional speech about how he gave everything for India and lost, and now he's losing it again.
Yeah.
So he resigns as their coach and he walks off the field. And on his last day as coach, Kabir takes the team staff out to lunch and invites the players to join as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to McDonald's.
Yeah, good old Mickey D's.
Fun. While there, two of the players get catcalled by some men, and Balbir, who is probably my favorite character. I really like her.
I like Balbir a lot, yeah.
She doesn't put up with anything.
No.
But Balbir immediately gets up and slaps one of them.
Yeah.
And a full-on fight breaks out because this man then shoves her.
Mm-hmm.
They just get into a brawl. Everyone gets into a brawl.
They just take down these pervy boys.
Yeah. And the women are definitely winning this fight.
Oh, yeah.
Kabir just sits back and watches the chaos.
Yeah.
He's having a great time.
He just, like, takes a bite of his burger.
Yeah. Always eating, Shah Rukh.
Uh-huh.
Not always,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, it's true.
I recently re-listened to the Pathaan episode.
Yeah.
But Kabir only gets involved when a guy tries to hit a woman in the back with a cricket bat.
Mm-hmm.
And Kabir says that he should have the guts to attack from the front.
Yeah.
Like, I also like that if this guy were swinging a cricket bat from the front, Kabir probably would have been like, she can handle herself.
Yeah,
it's
she'll
fine.
Catch it. It's fine. She's used to having sticks flying around her.
Yeah. And after the fight, Kabir says that this is the first time he's seen team spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the women gather around him and realize, like, there's a method to his madness.
Yeah.
And he says, tomorrow, 5 a.m. sharp. And the Chakde India song plays us into intermission.
Chakde India.
It's a bop.
It is a bop and a half.
I immediately added it to my Bollywood Jams playlist.
It's a good one. It's one I could see myself, I mean, if I jogged,
to,
I would, like,
yes,
jog to it, but
exactly.
I don't jog, so.
If I did, though, it's, like, almost enough to make me be like, maybe.
Should I do that?
And then the answer's no. It's
no.
Always no, but.
Yeah. This was one of the moments that I did want to call attention to was the two women who get catcalled on the
mm-hmm.
team. Are the two women who are from Eastern India, Indian
yep.
states, who are specifically being catcalled for the way that their appearance deviates from the rest of the team.
Yeah.
The reason I sort of called attention to. I didn't mind this moment in the plot. I enjoyed it a lot. And, you know, we don't condone violence except when it's beating up pervy boys.
Who are truly asking for it.
Truly horrible, horrible people, yes. But I didn't like that that was really the only context in which we saw these two characters. We didn't get to see them fleshed out in any other ways other than the fact that they draw a lot of male attention.
Yeah, because earlier when they're introduced to us, it's like men assume they can't speak Hindi.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, don't make us feel like outsiders in our own country.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. And there are other kind of, you know, characters besides the core group who we do get to know really well, who also we sort of know them just because of one element of their character that kind of makes them stand out from the rest of the group, like the two women who one of them doesn't speak any English or any mm-hmm. Hindi or Punjabi, and her kind of friend who helps her navigate things. But it's just the fact that in this case, the thing that they're known for is just the way men interact with them. I would have loved to have seen them maybe fleshed out in just one other way.
I agree. That would have been nice. I was actually really excited to see them represented in the film. But I agree. Would have been nice to get more of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, after intermission, there's an awesome training montage to Chakde, India.
Love a training montage.
Which, again, is such a bop. Highly recommend adding it to whatever playlists you have.
Yeah.
Workout playlists. Inspirational playlist.
We'll add it to our bangers playlist.
Yeah.
First new edition in quite a few weeks.
it deserves it. We then see Preeti have a conversation with her cricket boyfriend, where he continues to be an unsupportive jerk face.
Yeah.
He tells her that she can't play in the world championship. This is just so bonkers. Because it's the week before their wedding.
Yeah. That she and still hasn't like, agreed to.
Yeah, she's like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, yeah, I talked to your parents to set the wedding date. It's cool. He did not talk to Preeti about this.
Nope.
You know what's one way to really convince a woman pretty quickly not to marry you?
Just to be like, we're getting married for sure and you have no say in the matter. And you also can't do this thing you've been dreaming of doing your whole life because we're getting married at that time.
Yeah. Take away her autonomy. Let's see how that goes for you.
Yeah.
But, when she pushes back, he says, fine, go play in the world championship. Win or lose, you'll become my wife. And when you come back, no one is going to know your name. And I'm like, I don't think you actually love and respect this woman.
No.
I think you just view her as an object.
As an object. Absolutely. Yeah. Which definitely doesn't bode well for any kind of relationship you might try to have with her.
Like, no. Ugh. But she's determined to prove him wrong.
Yes.
So, go Preeti.
Mm-hmm.
Get it. And then we see Kabir meet with the association, which tells him to forget about the world championship.
Like, what? Wasn't that the whole point of this?
It was the whole point. And it's like, we've already sunk so much into training. Whatever. And Uttam is there too, and he tells the association to be honest and admit that they're just taking money from the women's team to give to the men's hockey team.
Yeah.
That's the real reason. And the main guy tells Uttam not to stick his nose where it doesn't belong. And this guy goes to leave, but Kabir challenges him to a match between their two teams.
Yeah.
And I like the guy's like, wait, the women against the men? And Kabir's just like, no, my team versus your team. Like, it doesn't really matter. It's men versus women.
I did immediately get vitamin C's boys against girls, girls against the boys stuck in my head.
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure I would love it.
Do you know who Vitamin C is?
No.
She sings, as we go on, we remember.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The song.
The graduation song.
The graduation song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She had, I had her, I don't even think it was an album. I think it was an EP, and I still think of all of the songs on it regularly.
Well, that sounds like something I should probably listen to as, like, an almost 30-year-old woman.
You'll enjoy it. Yeah.
I'm sure I will.
It'll fit right into that part of your heart that belongs to music from the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. I can already tell. Oh, I'm so excited about this. Anyway, if Kabir's team wins, they will go to the world championship. This guy agrees, and the match is set for the following day. So the next day, the women are nervous that they'll lose. And Kabir tells them that they're not playing against men. They're playing against all the people who ever said women can't achieve whatever they want.
Yeah.
He also says that if women can give these men life, they can do anything.
This is true.
And I was like, that is so true.
Yeah.
Women are incredible.
We really are.
Go women. This is where I teared up a little bit. I was just like, women are beautiful and amazing and they can accomplish anything.
Powerful and, I love it. There were a lot of really good, like, speeches in this movie.
Yeah. They were good. But so the match starts and the men are playing a bit dirty.
Yeah.
They score 3 goals before halftime. Mm-hmm. And at halftime, one of the association members comes over to Kabir and offers to cut the match short if his team has had enough. Mm-hmm. And he goes on to say, as they've always said, regular Indian women are not made to play this game.
Oh my God. Regular women can do anything, and these are exceptional women.
Yeah. And what I love is that Kabir's like, oh yeah, no, you tell them like it is. You go on. Because he's just like, let's stoke the flames of their competitive natures. And this guy digs himself more of a hole by saying, you'll fall on your faces. You'll see. Mm. And then as he goes to leave, one of the women trips him. Then he falls on his face.
Fabulous.
That's what you get. Finally, Preeti scores their first goal, and then they're able to score a second one. And with seconds to spare, Komal nearly scores to tie things up, but the goalie saves it.
Yeah.
So they lose to the men 2-3, and everyone is very disappointed. But then the male players that they just played against praise them.
Yeah.
They all start to show them some respect. And then everyone gives them a standing ovation.
Yeah.
And it's very touching.
Yeah, I did like this moment a lot, because it's like, I mean, yeah, they put up a really good fight. Like, you don't have to win every game to prove that you are amazing players.
Right. And sure enough, the association agrees to send the women to the World Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Woot woot. So they're on their way to Australia, and it's all very inspirational, and there's a montage, and it's great. And SRK is not what this is about.
No.
But I do feel like I just have to mention how handsome he looks.
He's so handsome, and his arms look amazing.
And also specifically just, like, when they're, like, getting off the bus at, like, the airport and stuff, and he's in, like, his, like, sport coat and, like, sunglasses. Sometimes I'm just hit by his handsomeness.
I know. I get it. He's a good-looking guy. It's not – you can't deny it, so you just have to acknowledge it and – I'm glad we did.
Yep. Moving on. Then it's time for their first match, and they will be playing against Australia.
Yeah. Intense to put them up against, like, the favorites to win.
Yeah, I kind of wonder, is that just, like, the bracket that, like, the best players go against the worst players?
Yeah, just to, like, you know, eliminate people sooner. Yeah. It seems harsh.
It does seem harsh. And Australia scores pretty much immediately, mm-hmm. and Balbir's temper is running super hot.
Oh, boy.
And she ends up arguing with the referee, who is, like, offensively Australian.
Yeah.
Not offensively, but, you know.
She was very Australian.
She was very Australian. Leading to Balbir getting a yellow card and being suspended.
I do like that Kabir makes the choice not to interfere in this moment. Like, he really does want them to all learn a lesson. Like, he wants all of these women to be able to face the consequences of their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though, like, his assistant coach is like, are you going to say something? We've got to stop her. He's like,
no.
She's got to learn this lesson.
It's a good move as a teacher, like, educator, trainer of any sort. Like, you can tell people all day long what'll happen if they do X, Y, and Z, but sometimes they just have to find out for themselves.
Absolutely, yeah.
But yeah, so now India is down a player, and things are made worse by Bindia's bad attitude.
Yeah.
As they head into the second half, Australia has 5 goals.
Yeah.
And India has 0. That is a lot.
That's a big, big gap.
Yep. Komal and Preeti are back to their old ways, where they refuse to pass to one another, and Australia ends up winning 7-0.
Eesh.
Kabir then goes over to the Australian coach to congratulate him, and the coach says, how did you ever make it to the World Championship?
So rude.
Feels unnecessary.
Shouldn't you just be proud that your team did well under your coachmanship? Like,
I don't know if this makes it better or worse, but it wasn't spoken with any sort of malice. It was just like, how did you make it here? Huh?
Well, and I also feel like, you know, true to form as a person in a Bollywood movie, there's not a lot of intonation at all behind
the words.
That's
true. I know. I was like, either that was like a stylistic choice or it was just a bad actor. Who knows? Yeah. But in the locker room, Kabir tells Bindia that she won't play in another game at the championship because mm-hmm. she's not being a team player.
No.
And then she, like, comes on to him.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. And says that she wants to be the captain. She should be the captain. She could do everything that Vidya is currently doing to be captain.
Yeah.
Implying that Vidya has gotten her captain status by sleeping with Kabir.
Yep.
And she asks him why she can't be captain, and he tells her that she just answered her own question.
Yeah. Yeah, this was the other moment that I didn't particularly like. I didn't feel like it was a necessary way for this conflict to come to a head.
No.
It could have happened without there being this attempted seduction.
Because, like, of course women would resort to using their bodies.
Exactly, and also the implication that Kabir would be the type of coach who would prey on his young on the young yeah. female athletes who play on his team when that happens a lot.
All the time. Yeah.
And it's not just women who face that kind of abuse right. in sports. Just to even suggest that it's happening feels unnecessary in this movie that isn't about it. And
yeah.
it's not mentioned and it doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than those two moments, loved everything about this movie.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that. Kabir then has an angsty walk in the rain while he reflects on all the bad things the public has said about him and his team.
Mm-hmm.
He prays to Allah to bring him strength and take his team to victory.
Yeah.
Now, there's only one way forward for India to continue, and that's by beating England.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Love that.
Love it. Love it. And England's very much like, we're going to beat them worse than, like, Australia did.
Nope.
But the match against England starts, and Balbir is able to keep her temper in check.
Yeah, Balbir.
Great job. And then with 3 minutes left in the match, Preeti scores a goal.
Mm-hmm.
She did not pass it to Komal when she should have, and that will definitely come up later, I said, because I've seen Gold and Ted Lasso. But yay.
Yeah. I know. I was like, there's a lot of Jamie Tart energy here.
Yeah. And whoever the hot shot was in Gold.
Yeah, I don't remember the character's name. I remember he was a prince, but.
Yep. And then we get another montage. Also to Chak Day India.
Yeah.
They know they've got a bop. Why even come up with another one?
Just keep using it. Yep.
We see India beat Spain, South Africa, and New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
They make it into the quarterfinal where they beat Argentina. So they are on to the semifinals.
Yeah.
Kabir and Vidya are strategizing for the semifinals when they realize that they need Bindia's expertise.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing grunt work for the team as punishment for her bad attitude, but Kabir brings her back to the team for the semifinal match against South Korea.
Yeah.
Also would love if we started calling them South Korea.
South Korea. Yeah, not just Korea.
Yeah.
I did want to say, too, though, because I liked that there was a match. It was, I think it was maybe Argentina who were, like, their reputation was they played super dirty.
Yeah.
And so
yes.
they, like, kind of just gave Balbir permission to, like, just have at it.
Yeah.
And I just like that what these players are learning is not necessarily that they can't play the way they've always played. Just, like, how do you strategize? How do you use your strengths in the right moments in the right ways?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And also all the refs for that game, that match, just
like
weren't
whatever.
Even paying attention.
Yeah.
Like, do whatever you want to do.
Guess you're allowed to do some things. It's
yeah.
fine. But yeah, Bindia helps them win.
Yeah, she does.
Against South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're going to the final, and it's a rematch against Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The night before the match, there's a dinner for both India and Australia. And at the dinner, Kabir pulls Komal and Preeti aside to talk to them about the final.
Yes.
He says that if they keep going as they have, Australia will win. And
mm-hmm.
they need to play together as teammates if they want to beat the, like, 6-time world champions.
Yes.
He tells them just how heavy of a burden it is to bear a team's loss. Then Kabir is like, okay, well, I'll let you guys think about that. And he walks away. And Preeti tells Komal that no matter what, she will score the most goals tomorrow because she is trying to show a foolish boy what a woman is capable of.
Yeah.
And what I like, because she's up for the running of, like, most goals scored over the
yeah.
course of the world championship by a single player. And I like that when she walks away, Komal is like, I'd like to see that Because you could construe it as, like, either a challenge.
Yeah.
Or as a, like, way of supporting Preeti. Right.
That's funny, because in the moment I definitely took it as a challenge, and I was like, oh, ladies, come on. Like,
I was like...
Yeah.
I feel like she's thinking about it, and is like, oh, if that's your motivation... If your motivation isn't just to beat me, your motivation is to prove something to, like, a jerk face of a man.
Right.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. And certainly, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Comes that way. But now it's the day of the match.
Mm-hmm.
And Kabir gives the women an uplifting pep talk. And then they manage to score a goal in, like, the first 2 minutes.
Yeah. Just like Australia did against them.
Yeah. So, haha, Australia.
How the turntables.
Yeah. In the second half, Komal is taking the ball down the field, and she passes it to Preeti for her to score the goal, saying, show that idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That ties things up, which takes the game into extra time, and then a penalty shootout where each team gets 5 chances to score on the goalie, and whoever has the highest score at the end of that obviously wins.
Mm-hmm.
India misses its first 2 shots, and Australia makes its first 2.
Yeah.
But then India scores, and they score again.
Mm-hmm.
So then it comes down to Bindia, and she scores too.
Yay!
And so now Australia has, like, 1 more shot to take, and Vidya has to save this final shot for them to win.
Yeah.
And Kabir is able to predict where the Australian is going to aim. And he, like, telepathically gets Vidya's attention. And is like, okay, she's going to shoot it straight down the middle. And sure enough, she does. And Vidya catches it. And India wins.
Yay!
Yay!
I guess this was another moment that I wish had been different. Because I liked the him kind of trying to suss out the, mm-hmm. like, what she was going to do. But I do wish that it had been Vidya just... her watching instincts as, well. As a player, like,
yeah.
that got her through and not turning to him for that, like, confirmation.
I agree. That would have been nice.
Yeah, but Vidya is amazing, and those, like, penalty shootouts in, or, yeah, like, the shots at the, like, the overtime shots, they do that in soccer, too, and it's just, like, mm-hmm. the most intense thing in the world.
So
and, like,
stressful. For goalies, I would hate that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of celebration, and the public is all excited and happy now, Yay. And they're all fans of Kabir again. But Kabir isn't there to celebrate with his team, because he's already back home, moving his mother back into their family house.
Yay!
And while Kabir is standing outside the house, a child scratches out the word traitor written on the front wall, and then Kabir gives them a hockey stick.
Yay!
Starting the next generation of hockey players.
The next generation!
And the neighborhood celebrates him now because he's redeemed himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yay.
They could only accept him after he had won a championship.
Yeah, that's totally healthy and
totally
fine.
Normal, yeah.
And then there is a scene at the end credits, but Amazon Prime cut off and wouldn't let me watch the full of it. So all I saw was the awful cricket boyfriend.
Yeah.
Going to meet Preeti because he was going to, like, propose to her in front of everyone at the airport. What happened then?
Well, so, yeah, the press is like, oh, does she even know? And he's like, no, she's going to love it. And then he proposes and she says no and just walks away. And he's like, what? I can't believe it. Did it also cut out the other women, like, having interactions with their families?
That doesn't sound familiar to me. So if it happened before the credits, maybe I was just busy writing things or...
The one thing that I thought was particularly funny was Balbir with her mom. And her mom is, like, about to yell at the rickshaw driver. And Balbir is like, no, mom, don't do that. Just be...
She's learned.
Yeah.
That's so great because her introduction to us is her arguing with the rickshaw driver. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good That's chalked India.
It was
uplifting and fun and great, and
it was
I really
all
enjoyed
of those
it.
Things. Yeah, I enjoyed it too. I don't feel like I have anything else to say that I haven't already said. It was sweet, and I'm so glad we finally watched it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Kicking off sports time.
Woo!
So, yeah, what did you research for this
week? Yeah, well, so I researched because we are doing this for the Olympics, and because the Olympics, after this episode comes out, will soon to be having their opening ceremonies in Paris, I researched India in the Olympics.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, we already know one big story.
We do, and that will come up. And there's even more to that, not to that particular story, but just to men's field hockey in India. But yeah, so just a quick general Olympics history. The first Olympics, as we know them, kicked off in 1896 in Athens, Greece, and they have happened every 4 years since then, with the exception of 1916, 1940, and 1944.
Wars.
Due to, yeah, some pesky world wars. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, in 2020, the Olympics were postponed until 2021. And since their inception, multiple other games have spawned off the original, including the Winter Olympics, the Paralympics, the Youth Olympic Games, the Deaflympics, and the Special Olympics. But today, I'm just focusing on the Summer Olympics because that is what is coming up.
Yes. So excited. Oh my yes. God.
Yes. love the Olympics.
I love the Olympics. I cry, like, a lot.
I just get, yeah, I just get so inspired by the people's stories, and they're me just too. Also talented.
It's also, like, the only time that I'm, like, proud to be an American.
Yeah.
It's, like, the one time every, like, 2 years where I'm just, like, yeah,
like, I actually root for America in some way. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
So India sent their first athlete to the Olympics in 1900, so the second ever Olympic Games. Again, as we know them. I know there were Olympics right. back in ancient Greece. But so that athlete was Norman Pritchard, who was
British.
He was British Indian. And I don't think he was Anglo-Indian. I believe he was just a white man born to British parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
In India.
In India. But still, you know, he's a good athlete, and we
good on you, Norman.
Applaud his efforts. Pritchard was also the first Asian-born athlete to win an Olympic medal. He won 2 silver medals at the 1900s games, both in track and field. India then sent its first team to the Summer Olympics in 1920, so there was a good gap where they weren't sending any athletes, or if they were, they were maybe just sending a few individuals. But yeah, so their first team goes in 1920, and they have sent athletes to the Olympics every game since then. They've won a total of 35 medals and are ranked 56th of the 206 countries that are competing in the 2024 Olympic Games. So
that's
nothing
pretty good.
Nothing to sneeze at.
No.
Of those medals, they've got 10 gold, 9 silver, and 16 bronze. 12 of the 35 medals come from men's field hockey.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty big deal. And 7 come from wrestling, though they have yet to clinch a gold in the wrestling category.
We will at some point watch wrestling film.
I was gonna suggest Dangal, but it's not available to stream anywhere anymore. It used to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
Well,
it'll come back around. They always do.
They always do, and we'll watch it then. Maybe by the next Olympics.
Maybe when Highway's back on.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Despite being under British imperial rule for the first 50 years of the Olympic Games, India has always participated separately from the British Olympic team. A provisional All India Olympic Committee was formed in 1923, and in February 1924, the All India Olympic Games, later called the National Games of India, were held to select a team for the 1924 Summer Olympics. So we've had this official body since 1923 and the 1924 Games.
Right.
The Provisional Committee formally became the Indian Olympic Association, or the IOA, in 1927. The association is responsible for promoting the development of sports in India, choosing host cities for the national games, and sending teams to the Summer Olympics. Around the same time, but separately from the IOA, the Indian Hockey Federation was born, the IHF, and they sent their first team to the Olympics in 1928 and onwards for the rest of the Olympic Games that have happened since then, with the athletes that are chosen by the IOA. So as far as I understand it, these are still two separate functioning bodies. The IHF dominated at the Olympics, winning the title 3 consecutive years from 1928 to 1936.
Wow.
Their win in 1928 was the first time an Asian nation claimed a gold medal in the Olympics. In a 1932 game against the U.S., not the finals game, but in one of the Olympic games in 1932, they beat the U.S. 24-1.
Yes.
Which remains the largest margin of victory in Olympics history. So if there were going to be one thing that made you not proud of the U.S. in the Olympics, let it be this. But in 1936, they beat Germany 8-1 in the final, which is the largest margin of victory in a final in the Olympics.
Okay.
So they were not just, like, winning. They were winning by a lot.
By a lot.
The Indian men's hockey team.
They were markedly better.
Yes. As we learned last year, the men's field hockey team won India its first gold as an independent nation in 1948. They continued to win through the 1956 games, meaning because we didn't have the 40 or the 44, they had 6 straight Olympic gold medals, which at the time was a record. That record has since been broken by the U.S. men's and women's basketball teams.
Okay.
Still very impressive.
Yeah.
The first individual athlete to win a medal for independent India was wrestler K.D. Jadhav, who took home the bronze in 1952. At the Sydney Olympics in 2000, Karnam Maleswari won bronze for India in the women's 65-kilogram weightlifting category, making her the first woman to take home a medal for India.
Wow, yes.
Yes. In 2008, Abhinav Bindra won gold in the men's 10-meter air rifle event, making him the first individual athlete to bring home a gold medal for India.
Okay.
In 2020, which happened in 2021, the Summer Olympics saw India sending a record 124 athletes and also saw them bringing home a record haul of 7 medals. Notably, of those 7 medals, they're all notable, but yes. Ones that are like record, not record breaking, but like firsts for the country. Saikom Mirabai Chanu became the first Indian athlete to win a medal on the opening day of the Olympic Games.
Okay.
Badminton player P.V. Sindhu became the first woman to win 2 individual Olympic medals. Neeraj Chopra won India's 2nd ever individual gold medal and the 1st gold medal in track and field for India. And the men's hockey team won bronze, which was their first medal since 1980. So the men's hockey team bringing it back around.
They're great.
They are. Yes. Good job. All of these athletes. Amazing. This year, India is expected to send even more athletes to qualify for the Olympics and hopefully bring home an even bigger haul of medals. Boxer Nikhat Zareen hopes to win India's first gold medal in boxing. And I believe, if I was reading all of my records accurately, this would also be the first gold medal won by a woman for India. In an interview with Al Jazeera, Zareen discussed how her parents were nervous to see her join such a dangerous sport as boxing in her teens, but they were ultimately supportive. She humbly indicated that she doesn't see herself as being a hero to others who might want to follow in her footsteps, saying that she joined boxing only because she wasn't very good in school and there wasn't a lot of competition in her home state of Telangana. So she, like, joined boxing because she's like, this will be a good way for me to, like, make a name for myself. She never expected to go as far as she has in her career. And to that, I say, first of all, no need to be humble. I know that as a woman, you feel like you have to be, but no need for that. You're amazing. And she's, of course, an inspiration for the exact reason of, you know, not being good in one area, so finding what you are good at and devoting yourself to being really good at it and showing that hard work and determination can get you very far.
Yeah.
Neeraj Chopra, who again won gold in 2020, is now the 2nd individual athlete to return to the Olympic Games as a defending gold medalist. And the nation is hopeful that he will return to India with his 2nd consecutive gold in his sport, which is javelin.
Ooh, okay.
He has apparently become a hugely popular athlete and figure in India since 2021. August 7th, which was the day that he won gold, has even been named National Javelin Day.
Which, oh, I love that.
Is very fun. An ESPN article by Anirudh Menon claimed that Chopra's post-gold fame and recognition rivals that of Indian cricket players, which seems to be saying something by all of the cultural indications we've seen. But Chopra does have his work cut out for him at the 2024 Olympic Games. Six of his competitors have personal bests that are farther than his javelin toss personal best. And another five competitors are within 80 centimeters of him. So we're, you know, rooting for you, Chopra. You know, we love people who can bring it up against all odds. And I think it's safe to say we're rooting for India at the Olympics.
Always.
Just as much, if not more, than in some ways the U.S. Like, there are definitely some sports where I'm like, definitely I want to see the U.S. like clinch this for us. But then in any of the other ones and wherever the U.S. doesn't do it, I'm going to be rooting for India instead.
Right. I'm like, I'm pretty intense about gymnastics and swimming.
Right. Yeah, those are the two for me as well.
But yeah, I will say, like, I obviously watch all the equestrian events.
Yes.
But I always get really excited when, like, you see countries that aren't, that you don't often see represented in those events, because it's just, like, riding's not necessarily a huge thing. So, like, if I see, like, an Indian rider at any point, I'm going to root for them.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and maybe they'll be riding one of those cool horses that have the ears that are shaped all funky.
Yeah, I don't think that they're able to do the things that Olympic horses tend to do, unfortunately.
They'd have to get one imported from elsewhere.
Yeah. Not to say that a Marwari horse couldn't do that, but
maybe just not as good as
Nah, it's all the big European horses, you know.
Those damn Europeans.
Yeah, they're probably pretty snobby.
Those horses at the barn are always turning their noses up at the other horses.
Anyway, do you think you'll actually watch some hockey this year? Like, some field hockey? Because, yeah, I'm thinking, like, now that I kind of, I feel like I could watch a few hockey matches.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I should stop calling it hockey and go back to calling it field hockey, because people in the States will look at me oddly.
I know, an American company will have to call it field hockey, but this is a space where we can call it hockey, I feel.
Yes.
People will know, know which hockey we are referring to.
Precisely.
Surprise, it's street hockey.
Whoa.
Rocket power.
Life on the edge. Where run when there's cars.
Exactly, yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you.
I'm
really excited about the Olympics.
Me too.
Go India.
India. India.
Bollywood news.
The only thing I was going to talk about was the Ambani wedding.
Which I had forgotten about until today. And my sister was like, did you look at all the looks? And I then did.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the photo of John Cena and Shah Rukh Khan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And John Cena, like, he said something like, I'm so excited to meet this man who has, like, inspired me so much. And I was like, I need to hear more about that, John Cena. Please tell me. In what ways Shah Rukh Khan has inspired you?
yeah.
And I love John Cena, so I was all about that.
I do too. Yeah. I do too. He feels like an interesting choice to have been invited.
Right.
But that's great.
I just love the idea that that would be the thing I would talk to John Cena about if I met him. It's like, so John Cena, you're also a Shah Rukh Khan fan? Great. Yeah. Let's talk about your favorite films.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about the wealth disparity that goes along with a wedding, like, just, like, the existence of a family like this and a wedding like this when we, in the animal episode. And also, I do think it's still okay for us to get a little bit excited seeing, like, all of that kind of glamour.
Opulence.
Yeah. It does feel a little bit icky to me watching it, like, knowing what I know, but I also don't think that anyone should feel guilty about enjoying it. Specifically, like, people who are enjoying the content that's coming out of it. But, yeah, I mean, in addition to Shah Rukh Khan and his whole family, like, there was a great video of Ali Abbott, dancing with Ranveer, and Anil Kapoor was just, like, in the background.
I screamed when I saw that Anil Kapoor was there. I mean, obviously he was, but still, I was like, oh my god!
I love how much you have come to love Anil Kapoor. Like, yeah. it just gets so excited when you see him, and I love that, because that's how I feel about him, too. And
yeah,
it's just great.
He's great.
I did also feel weird about the fact that the Kardashians were there.
Yeah, I also, like, Kim's red outfit.
Uh-huh.
It felt like her boobs were about to pop out.
I
was like, this isn't the place to make your statement, I guess.
Right, yeah. I don't feel like culturally that's necessarily the norm.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel great in any instance of, like, a white person wearing the traditional outfit of another
mm-hmm.
culture. And I understand that this was, like, a cultured event.
Yeah.
And so there's the argument of, like, well, if we invite them, do we really want them to stand out? But it's like, they did stand out because
they
were revealing a lot more of their body. And that's their choice. Yeah. It's their body. They can do that. But they could have stood out less.
Yes.
And it would have bothered me less that they were white women showing up that way.
Yeah.
Nothing against the people who styled them, who I'm sure who did amazing work, because they did look amazing. But yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
We as white women have complicated feelings about that.
Yeah. Always. Yeah.
Looked like a good time. You know, again, fun to just kind of see the stars, see their outfits, mm-hmm. see the glitz and the glamour.
Can we just also talk about Priyanka Chopra Jonas?
Of course, always. Yeah, Nick Jonas was there too.
I know, I saw that, but here's my thing. Okay, she looked like a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
In that gold that was beautiful. And I also love that apparently she was, like, the life of the party on the dance floor. That's amazing. I love that for her. Why did they dress Nick in, like, that pale, like, pink that was basically the color of his skin but wasn't? Like, it just, like, washed him out. And I was like, you should have put him in, like, a complimentary gold or something to Priyanka's, because just something less similar to his skin tone.
I don't think I even clocked what he was wearing, and maybe that's why. He just, like, was one big blur of peach.
Priyanka's just standing next to a beige wall. I do love them as a couple.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely
a big fan of Nick Jonas. But I was just like, oh, that was not it.
No, that wasn't it for me either. I'm sure, I am assuming it didn't register for me, so clearly it didn't work.
Yeah. I don't have any Bollywood news.
All right.
So, pluggables.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us at Two White Girls Talk Bollywood on Instagram and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you do there, or don't. Yep. Whatever you want. We're cool.
Choose your own adventure.
Yes. Also, consider subscribing to us on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. You can leave a rating or a review there as well. But really, whether you choose to interact with us or follow us or subscribe to us, presumably you're listening if you're hearing these words.
Yeah.
We just appreciate you listening.
Yeah, that's enough for us. Yeah. And join us as well on YouTube and Spotify, where we keep our Bollywood Bangers playlists, which we link in our episode descriptions as well as in our Instagram posts on Tuesdays. And that's where we add favorite songs, favorite bops, favorite bangers. So join us in a good bop session from time to time.
Chakada India.
Chakada, Chakada India.
India. Oh, it's good.
So good.
Yes. Great.
Yeah.
Next film.
Next film, we are doing, once more, a divide and conquer, so to speak, where we'll be watching a sports film and its Hindi remake.
Yes.
So I am going to be watching the Telugu film Jersey.
Yes, and I will be watching the Hindi film, Jersey.
Yeah!
Great! That's gonna be good.
I'm certainly very enthusiastic about this watch, because I have recently become very obsessed with the actor Nani, who is the star of this film, and I've kept having to stop myself from watching this movie, because I knew we were gonna be watching it for the pod.
Mm-hmm.
So all of my reactions will be authentic.
I'm very excited about this for you.
Yeah, thank you. And yours has Shahid Kapoor, so...
Mine has Shahid Kapoor, whom I adore and love, and who was also at the Ambani wedding.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
I like him with slightly more hair, and it looks like he's got a lot of hair in this one, so.
Yeah, I feel like, because it seems like this is like a, you know, something happens, and then some more stuff happens 10 years later.
True to form, he cuts the hair.
Yeah, I feel like we've got different hairstyles to show the passage of time.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, so I will be watching the Telugu original Jersey on Z5. But the IMDb plot description is, a failed cricketer decides to revive his cricketing career in his late 30s, despite everyone being skeptical of his ability to do so.
I love a washed-up athlete story.
I do, too. You know, as someone who's in their early 30s, your body really does start to fall apart.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, faster than you ever would have thought.
It's really a bummer. I, again, was at a wedding this weekend, and I'm usually on the dance floor nonstop the entire night. And This weekend, I was just too tired. Yeah. I just, like, couldn't do it. And I was like, it's happening. I'm slowing down.
I know. It's hard. It's hard.
But anyway.
Anyway.
Jersey, the Hindi version. Not version. Remake. It's a remake.
Yeah.
Is available on Netflix. And surprising no one, the plot synopsis is very similar. It is 10 years after quitting cricket, a gifted but dejected ex-batsman. Batman. Okay. Pursues a spot on the national team, hoping to fulfill his son's wish for a jersey.
Aww.
That's cute.
That's why it's called Jersey.
Yeah, that's a really cute part of the plot. I love that.
That is very cute. Yeah. I'm excited to see all of that come to fruition.
Me too. And I'm excited for us to do another one of our, like, double recaps where I will not be surprised if we determine that the Hindi remake is inferior. But
it might not be. I feel like looking at IMDb, they both have pretty similar high ratings. So maybe they did more with the Hindi remake, or it was just so good that people didn't mind watching it a second time with different actors.
That's true.
I do also want to say, I talked about this with Katie, that the fact that cricket is not an Olympic sport, but we're going to be watching not just this, but another cricket movie during our Olympic sports movies, but we don't care. We want to watch these movies, and it's our podcast. We get to do what we want.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want. It's fine. It's sports. Sports exactly. Go sports.
Sports, yes. Woot, woot.
Wonderful. So if you want to watch one of those, both of them, whatever, whatever suits your fancy.
I hate that the remake is the one that's easier to watch in the States, but
that is how we have stumbled into some pits in the past. Exactly. Where we didn't know we were watching remakes. And we were.
And so. It's been the case for all of the ones that we've watched for the podcast. So a little salty about that.
But whatever you choose to do, enjoy watching one or both or none of those films.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week to talk about it. While the Olympics have already started.
Yes, yes.
But we won't know that because we'll record before the Olympics start. But it's fine.
We're always a week behind whatever is happening in the world.
A look behind the curtain.
Yeah.
But anyway, until next time, remember, Bollywood doesn't need us.
No.
But we need Bollywood.
Especially just powerful women.
Oh, yeah.
And
who just, like, beat up men in McDonald's.
Yeah, and supportive men who stand behind them.
Yes. Allies.
Allies, yes.
Thanks, Shah Rukh.